All right, we not streaming, man.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. Your night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm in your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Up this is Sin City. It's your boy Cat chilling out Juju out with my man Father Time. Father Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Not much. Janine, what's good?
Nothing. What's going on?
Chilling, cool the max of the life, sir. Alright, man, we gonna set 10 minutes aside, man. We gonna see if we can get this shit going, man. Alright. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Okay, right now, are you playing a show on your computer?
Yeah.
So you can actually, you got everything hooked up to your computer, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's switch it around a little bit. All right, go to the show page on your tablet. Like you're going to listen to a show. Go listen to the live show on your tablet. Let me know when the show is playing.
No, man. I mean, we live, so it ain't no sense even worrying about. We not even streaming, so.
That's why this is the perfect time to do it. You know what I mean? Because waiting on them, you know, waiting on the other people, we gonna be fucking waiting.
Nah.
It's early. Like I say, man, we give it 10 minutes. If it ain't up, then we just move on. That was a full high school. So let me know when you get there. What's that in Janine?
Not too much.
How the business going for you?
It's going good. And how about you?
Shit. That's all I gotta say is shit. That's all I need to say.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you gotta read between the lines for that shit.
You said you was gonna give it a year.
Yep. I been doing that down about 6 months.
Oh my goodness.
It's rough. I don't understand why people don't see what the fuck I see.
Well, everybody not going to see it.
That's
everybody
what I
just
understand.
Not going to see it.
I just, I don't understand. How can you not see it? It's right there, right in your face. How you don't see it?
I have people that come. I have people that come, and then they say they think about it, and then I have people that come back after I haven't talked to them in like months, and they've come back. Because they, what they try to do is go out and try to do their own little investigation, you know, other, you know, different types of companies that's offering these types of programs and stuff like that. And they realize that it's a better program if that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, well, I'm running in the mud like a motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, I said I was gonna give it my year. That's what I'm gonna do. Sometimes I've been getting too busy at work, but you fall off, you get back up, keep it moving.
That's all you can do.
Yep.
That's all you can do is push forward.
Mhm.
I need to figure out how to send the motherfuckers a suggestion.
A suggestion? What do you mean?
Shit, they need a class that tell you step by step.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like if you doing a fix and flip, give me the. I need a, the first step is this. The second step is this. Third step is this. That's what I need. I want them slow learning motherfuckers. Yeah, I need you to break that shit down to me. I didn't want to call four houses. I don't know what to do with them.
Oh, my goodness.
I got one guy
who keeps stalking me, talking about why don't I learn it and then I teach him.
Yeah, right. Dumbass down the street, you dumb motherfucker.
And then
yeah,
all right,
if you're going to pay me.
And then we can flip the property. You ain't doing nothing.
I'm doing all the work. No, exactly. I'm doing all the work. And you want me to teach you. And you want me to flip the property. Is you crazy? He must
People
be.
Know they are hilarious.
He probably went to work.
I doubt it. He went to Horace Mann. Y'all can't, y'all don't even say the name of y'all school right. It's Horace.
Horace, goddamn it, Horace. The Horseman.
Horace. They shouldn't have added that A in there.
It is a dumbass name.
Horace Mann.
I think that's somebody's actual name, though.
That's what I said. I think it got to be somebody's name. If it's spelled like that, it's Horace.
Yeah, I thought all the schools was named after somebody.
Yeah, I thought Theodore Roosevelt,
William H. Wirt, somebody named Lew Wallace. What was the other school? Who am I missing?
Oh,
Westside. You ain't named after nobody. Just happened to be on the west side of the city. Let's call it West Side. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at, dog?
I'm right here.
Did you start it up?
Still not doing it, man.
Well, I understand that, but you got the show going, right? On your tablet, right?
Yeah.
Now move the, you know how you got the red and white cord plugged into the mixer and then into your computer? Plug that into your laptop through the headphones, like if you was putting some headphones in.
I know the plug of that. That's what I did last week, and it didn't do it.
So you don't got no all right, well.
It's not connected, man. Fuck it. I don't.
All right, let's move on.
Oh, boy, this has been a very, very, very interesting week.
To say the least. To say the least. Like, man, I got so much shit going on in my motherfucking head. Did I tell you what my man? Let me tell you what this child of mine. Now we talked about the issue that was going on. You remember us talking about the issue that was going on? You know,
yeah.
And, you know the reason I sold my truck and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know this. It's my daughter, so I'm gonna refrain from cursing. But she had the audacity to tell me that that wasn't enough. Told me that that wasn't. I say, baby, I sold my truck for you. Oh, that ain't enough. You need to do more. I'm like, what? The fuck are you talking? I hung up on her. First time I ever hung up on my kid. Boy, I was ready to choke her ass through the goddamn phone. That ain't enough. You selfish, ungrateful. Huh?
What does she want you to do?
That's the same thing I said. You want me to go rob a bank?
Oh, she was saying that wasn't enough money that you gave her.
Right.
Oh, okay.
She feels she should have got more.
Hmm.
You know, for all the bullshit. That ain't enough. You need to do more. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
That's just like saying I should have got more. That's just like saying I should have got more from my child. You didn't turn out the way I wanted you.
Shit, you know what? I'm scared to grow old. I'm scared to grow old because I know I can't count on her. I can't count on her to take care of me. I can't.
That's just like telling. That's just like telling your child you didn't meet my expectations.
You see, man, these motherfuckers are bold. Bold as hell. Bold as she ain't. I know she ain't gonna take care of me. That motherfucker's gonna sneak me in a home some motherfucking way. They're gonna be beating my ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know them nurses, they be. I've seen some videos, they be fucking motherfuckers up. They be fucking them old folks up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my life. You know what I mean? She come to visit me once a year. I'm trying to tell her what's going on. She ain't going to even listen to me. Oh, he's senile. He this, he that. You should have done more. Oh, I swear, man. These motherfuckers are nuts. They are nuts. Look, what can you do?
I'm not going into Nepal. We need to start our own Sin City assisted living.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
We damn sure can't count on our kids. Them motherfuckers, they going to fuck us over. I know my daughter going to fuck me over.
I'm not
taking care of that motherfucker.
Hey, dog, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Was you talking?
Nah, I just started talking.
Oh, I'm finna say, we ain't heard shit you said. Well, at least I didn't.
No, I was talking through the mic.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to see something.
So... But yeah, back to these old fucked up ass kids of ours. Janine, how many kids you got?
I have four.
Now, out of those four, honestly, do you think any one of them motherfuckers will take you in when you get old?
I do. Probably it's going to either be the oldest one or the youngest. They'll
but you got two that you know ain't going to fuck with you.
Well, that's an if on that youngest one. But I think the oldest one probably would.
But the other three, you like, I'm not, they ain't going to fuck with you. See, that's fucked up.
Especially them two in the middle. You know, the middle kids always feel like they was left out of everything anyway, so.
Yeah, I got that middle child complex. I didn't get shit. Hand me downs. I never got nothing new.
Well, they didn't get no attention. They didn't. They were the smart ones. It's like, I didn't have to, you know. It's just, I tried to do all of them individually. They were all their own person. And if you were so smart, well, you didn't need my help. Of course, the ones that needed more help going to get more attention.
Shit. That shit didn't work in my house. Fuck all y'all. I can't wait for you motherfuckers to leave.
Oh, goodness. No.
My mama
kids,
told me.
They just spoiled. These kids are spoiled. That's what's wrong with them.
You know what? I totally agree with you. I'm living that right now. I totally agree with you. Spoiled in a motherfucker. Spoiled in a motherfucker. But you know what? The parents grew up in the same era that we grew up in because we all the same age. You know, we all right around the same age, so we all, you know what I'm saying, grew up in the same era. But I don't understand. You know, like for me, like the way I grew up.
Mhm.
Actually, I can say both of us. The way we grew up.
Mhm.
I don't see shit wrong with the way I grew up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a felon. I ain't never been to prison. None of that bullshit. So if I teach you the way I grew up, it worked fine for me. As the mama, why the fuck are you fighting me on it? Because you didn't grow up that way.
Well, it was something missing. Now, I don't think so. You might have been okay with parts of how you grew up, but everything you had to not have agreed with because you did something different when you raised your child. So whether you were saying, you know, okay, I'm going to try to give her more or do this for her since I didn't have this or whatever your reason. I mean, that's what we ended up doing, I think, our generation. But I think we did too much.
Well, I know I created a fucking monster. I created a motherfucking monster because I didn't want her to grow up the way I did. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we, you know, it's no secret. We grew up in a project. We was fucking dirt poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You had, like, one crib that had cable. Everybody bob over there. They the first motherfuckers in the projects with cable. Hey, man, you remember On TV and Spectrum?
Yeah.
Everybody at your crib, if you had On TV or Spectrum. You know what I'm saying? You're watching the motherfucking pornos with the little lines going through it and shit, trying to see some shit. You know, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up like that, that just made us stronger. That made us strong as men and strong as women. You know what I mean? Because we learned to value what we had. Because we didn't have a lot. We didn't have too much. So when you got something, you took care of that shit.
Yeah, you appreciated it.
Right. I bought my daughter a laptop. 2 weeks, somebody spilled water on the motherfucker. It's no good. Don't value shit. I need a new laptop. Just bought you one 2 weeks ago. Oh, somebody spilled water. Didn't nobody say who spilled the water, so I guess the ghost spilled the water on the fucking laptop. Expect me to buy another one, and I did not. Now, me growing up in a project, you gave me a motherfucking laptop? Shit. ain't even let nobody see that motherfucker, let alone use it. No fucking way. These motherfuckers nowadays. It's incredible.
You gotta look at us.
Dude, I am looking at us, man. We grew up fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
We grew up fucked up. We did the shit to them.
Oh, boy, I agree. I created a motherfucking monster.
Well, you're not alone.
But then, you know, we'd be fucked up if we treated them the way we was treated. Getting your ass beat all the fucking time. The motherfucking next door could whoop your ass. Take you home, you get another ass. So you're getting fucked. You're getting 3-4 ass whoopers for the same motherfucking crime.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to do that. Nope, I'm not treating my baby like that. I'm not doing my daughter like that. And now look at me now. I can't please this motherfucker for shit in the world. What the fuck you want me to do? I'd be ready to jump off a goddamn building, man.
Mm-mm.
These motherfuckers are psycho. Psycho drama. Straight up, they are. I get about 70, dog. We might as well go ahead and shack up, man.
Yeah, because I know ain't none of mine take care of me.
See what I'm saying?
I already know.
Throw your ass in the home. We going to be in the same motherfucking home, dog. Doing the show.
I don't know. My younger daughter, she might take care of me.
It ain't going to be a home. Y'all got to think of assisted living.
We're going to be in that motherfucker doing Sin City Radio Show. God damn, we've been on the air for 30 years, y'all. This is our 30th year.
And we still ain't streaming.
Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness.
It's fucked up.
That's what we're going to be saying. Goddamn stream don't work.
Right. I'm going to take care of my mom. If my mom, I would never put my mom in the home. I don't give a fuck. I just wouldn't. I'd have to put up with her ass. She'd be 100 years old smoking weed. I just had to deal with that shit. I ain't putting my mom in no home. Fuck that. I put Valaine in a home, but I ain't putting my mom in one. She wouldn't want to live with me anyway.
I don't know about that one. My mother. Mm-mm. I don't think I'm going to be the one. It might be my sister that take her. They live together for a long time anyway.
Well, they probably used to each other. Exactly.
Huh?
I said they probably used to each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They even live together for so long. They probably, me and my mother ain't never, I don't even care. Ever since I was growing up, we couldn't live together. Mm-mm. We argued about everything.
Well, ain't that what mothers and daughters do? Especially in the teenage years. You get
not
the smell of yourself,
fighting.
As my grandma would say?
No, not when we fighting.
Fist fighting?
Yeah.
You
mama.
Fought your mama?
Yep.
And you still living?
Yes, I am. I mean, there are times like she tried to fight me and I just would block her hits or something like that because I just like, I ain't about to be fooling with you right now.
So you never actually punched her though, right?
I have, yes. I've swung on her, yes, I have.
My mom would have shot me.
Mm-hmm. That was my relationship, you know. I had lost respect for her, so it was just damaged, you know.
But damaged why, though? I mean, it had to be something major that happened to put y'all on a path like that.
I mean...
Was you just one of them hard-headed-ass girls that didn't listen?
No, I actually was... Everybody will say how good I was. I was a good child. I didn't cause no problems. She put me in the situation. I didn't ask for the situation. Close my door. I asked to be put in no situation that she put me in. You know, she married the person she wanted to be with, and he was cruel and evil and hated me and treated me bad. And hell, that affects you. And then he was beating her so bad. I'm, you know, a child, afraid she's going to die. I mean, he busts her head through walls. That's the type of fighting I'm talking about. I ain't talking about motherfuckers just fighting. I'm talking about, well, her scalp busted open and shit like that.
Damn.
Okay, this is the type of fighting I'm talking about. This ain't just no regular fighting. This is like you about to be dead fighting, shooting at each other, type of shit like that. And so you put me in this situation. And so as a child, what I'm going to do is you're my mother. He's just somebody who's some old hateful mean motherfucker. So I'm going to try to protect her, right? So that's what I became. I became the protector. But in the meantime, she's still having kids with him. And then I felt like she betrayed me. Every time she would go back to him, it was like a betrayal to me. Because you fucking up my life. But then you run back to him when everything's okay, you having babies and all this and that. I got to console my brothers and sisters because now they going through the same shit I'm going through. That wasn't fair to me, and she told me that she wasn't going to leave him because I had to be sacrificed, and she had to take care of the other kids, and she knew he was going to take care of them kids, not me. So I didn't have no respect for her.
All right, you know what, let me ask you this. So now your beef with him was he was beating on your mama.
That was part of it. That's not the whole thing, no.
Man, well, you know, because, you know, stepfathers get a bad motherfucking rap.
They
even when
do,
you try
but
to do the right thing, you still get a bad motherfucking rap from the most fucked up ass kids.
And I agree. A lot of men do. He was not that one that we were over-exaggerating. His own kids didn't like him. Okay? So it wasn't just me being a stepchild or nothing like that. He was just evil and mean and hateful and treated us. I felt like I was a slave in that motherfucker.
Shit, I can imagine what they say about me.
It's like we all ended up having like post-traumatic stress disorder or something. All of us. That's how terrified we was of him.
Are you close with your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I'm closer to them, yeah.
And some of these is his kids, right?
All of them are his kids except me.
Oh, okay. How many of y'all is it?
It's six total.
Damn. But, I mean, you know, as long as the brothers and sisters, y'all good with each other, so it should be all gravy.
No, I don't got no problem with them. I was just saying the relationship with my mother just was never fixed. I mean, we've never been able to, like, live with each other ever. And, you know, they kicked me out anyway, so that was never a possibility anyway, so. Yep.
Now, I get this a lot. Do you think your mama picks sides? Whoa.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just trying to shit.
He just bust out with a
foul. Well, I'm saying in those situations, do you think your mom chose him over you?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Now that she admitted, you know, and was like, you know, she wasn't thinking about, you know, how it was affecting me at that time. She wasn't. And she thought, this is what she told me, she thought I was over-exaggerating. Like, why you thought I was over-exaggerated, I don't know. She was like, I thought he really loved you, but he just didn't know how to show it. And then it wasn't until he kicked me out that she was like, I finally realized he never cared about you. Really? I've been telling you that. I mean, they've been together since I was 7.
They still together today?
They still together today.
Wow. That's a long time. You're pretty old, so.
And even today, it was like us as kids were forced to take sides. But, of course, I was always going to take my mother's side because she was my mother, okay? And from everything that he had done. But I said I was going to let the past be the past, you know? We still have, like, little family gatherings and things like that. And, you know, so I try to be cordial. It was just, you know, I'm grown now. Look, I be trying to put that shit in the past. And still to this day, if I be nice to him, she won't talk to me.
If you're nice to him?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? That's the game they played all while we was growing up. See, she was cool as long as we was on her side. It was like competition. Oh, well, you see what he's doing to me. Why would y'all be nice to him? And then on his defense, well, you know, I'm the one that make all the money. I'm the one that take care of y'all. So, you know, if you ever want anything, any clothes or anything, so, of course, you know, I ain't get shit because I was the one. She had to sew all my clothes because he refused to buy me anything. Ain't that crazy?
No, it's not.
So it was like a competition thing, like, who do y'all love best? You need to go on my side, cause, you know, because of this, or you need to go on my side because of that. I don't know what was wrong with them and why they did that.
But, I mean, hey, they still together, so... I mean,
yeah,
you know,
well,
that's at least put you in your 40s, right? So, I mean, we're talking almost 40 years.
I know.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is. Yes,
well, Doug, I mean, you got to think about it, man. How, like, you really didn't have a stepfather like that. I did, so, you know, that was kind of... You know, having a stepfather is really hard, especially when you know what I'm saying, you going through all your ordeals.
Well, I can agree with that. I mean, I never had a stepfather, but I'm one now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but then, and now, you know, you think about things that you didn't think about back then, like, you know, you automatically, you... When this person come around, because I'm going to tell you, in my case, I had a lot of outside people. Right? You know, he ain't your daddy. You ain't got to listen to him. And he didn't make things no better with the attitude he had and shit he was doing. So, you know, just like, so now you grow this disdain for him, but then at the same time, it's like, what do you do? You're too young to fight. You ain't got no say-so in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, well, hey, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in your case, as you got older, you start seeing things differently. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can say right now, today, I can say on the outside looking in that y'all have a way better relationship than y'all did when we was in the projects.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do now, but you got to think about it, like I said. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and put all fault on him because I played my part in it, too. You know, I was being rebellious. I was doing shit I wasn't supposed to do. I was acting out, doing little shit. And I mean, as a man, his thing was, well, you know, I'm a man, so no, I ain't gonna take your bullshit. But nah, everything wasn't my fault.
I mean, I admit I played my part, but
no, I'm not gonna sit here and say, but you know, I was just a spiteful, hateful kid.
It was a reason that I acted the way I acted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, he got to admit he played a part in that. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, he didn't. You know, and I will say this: as a kid, he didn't touch me. He never hit me. You know, but it was a situation that was going on between him and my moms. So now, with that being said, it was like, all right, you know, you can, hey, what's up? You want some money? I don't want shit from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that motherfucker had motherfucker had a mean ass hat collection, though. That motherfucker has a tight ass fucking hat. That motherfucker had some of the tightest hats. Them Dobbs he used to have? Man.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers was on point.
I mean, but we just used to always have to go through our thing, though. I mean, we have to go through our ordeal now. The name was a female, so I really can't say. I don't really know how, you know, because as I got older, I got bigger. You know, I got bigger, we got stronger, you know, so now it's like man versus man.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
when
it's
your case,
different with a girl.
Right, and so that's what I'm saying. I can't speak on what you had to endure. It was twice as rough for you because, you know, you're a girl. You know,
exactly.
I'm becoming a man. I'm becoming a man. Mm-hmm. I'm getting just as rowdy as he is. So, what can you say to me?
And I mean, the difference with mine too was he did try to hit me. He used to try to hit me and stuff like that, just like he used to do my mother. But you know, one of the good things I could say about my father is, you know, I would call him. And, of course, he hated that, you know, because I had my father, too, call, you know, crying, telling me he's trying to hit me, you know, grabbing me up. I'm a girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I wasn't no little boy or nothing like that rough. I didn't even look rough, okay? He was just so mean. He hated me for whatever reason. I don't know. And it had something to do with my mother and my father, but that didn't have nothing to do with me. And I felt like I was always caught up in between whatever was going on. So as I grew up, yeah, I played a part in a lot of shit between me and my mom and stuff because now I'm angry. I'm tired of being a victim. I'm tired of being looked at as weak. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of people controlling my life that's not even looking out for my best benefit. You get tired of that. And so I started taking control of my own life. But I think that's what also made me stronger. Because I went and got my own job and did my own stuff, and I didn't need them anymore. It made me that much stronger because I didn't want nothing to do with them.
But then I'm going to tell you the one thing that gets you is like, and Time, I think you can attest to this, is like you try your best to do something for a kid and you think you're doing the right thing and the first thing they do is like, fuck you.
Oh. I live that shit every fucking day. I'm to the point where I don't even talk to motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
Tama, I want to ask you. I'm sorry, Tama. I just want to ask you one question. Now, I remember, you know, I mean, if you don't mind, your first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember coming down, we there for the wedding, and I remember seeing these little boys. And I remember I seen them in the house that night. You know, we was in the garage, we was doing our thing, we went out and whatever. And that next day, I vaguely remember seeing them in the house, but it was so many people running in and out the house. And I remember when we got to the wedding, and I was sitting next to Red, and these three little boys just kept fucking with Red, just kept fucking with him. And I was sitting there, and I said, man, who the fuck is these little boys? Why they keep fucking with you? And he kind of looked at me like, you don't know who they are? And I'm like, nah, I didn't see them walking around the house. Who the fuck are they? He was like, oh, both of them kind of stepsons. Which kind of blew me away because I'm like, they weren't even a part of the wedding. Like, what kind of relationship did you have with them boys?
The youngest was the ring bearer. No, yeah, yep, he was. The youngest one was. The other two wasn't. Fuck them.
Well, Tama, it was hard to be the ring bearer when you didn't have a ring.
Well, when the rings finally got there, he had the ring. He was the ring bearer.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I don't even remember seeing it. I don't remember seeing any nothing. And I was just sitting there like, how the hell? I'm like, and when I asked you, I was like, hey, man, this my son? You was like, yeah, fuck the motherfucker. You just kept walking. Like, I was like, I was really trying to figure, like, how in the hell did that work?
So you know what? That was a flag that I didn't see. It was a flag I didn't see. Cause that should have never even happened, man. Should have never even happened.
Cause I will say this: you can be a jackass, but overall, you're a good dude when it comes to kids. I can't vouch for you on that. You are a good dude when it comes to kids. I've never seen you. I mean, you take time out with kids. You do the little sports thing, and this ain't something you just started doing. You've been doing this shit since the early '90s when we used to go up to the baseball field. So I know you're a good dude at heart with kids. So it's like, man, and I couldn't think, and that kind of threw me because I was like, I couldn't figure out how you, out of all people, couldn't bond with them.
It's hard, man. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? When you don't have the mama support.
That's why I said the mother plays a part.
This shit gets fucking tough, man. You know what I mean? When you don't see your kids do no wrong, but everybody else do. I mean, come on. Talk to you crazy. You know what I mean? I mean, we from an era where motherfuckers said, do something, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
No questions. You know, that's the era that I grew up in. But this shit don't work like that nowadays.
No, it does not.
But I will tell you this. If I was to get a divorce, I would never, ever be with another woman. As far as, you know,
wait a minute, what
about
to say?
I'm about to say, like, wait a minute.
I said, as far as marriage go, she got to have no kids. And that is rare. That's very rare nowadays.
Yeah.
So I'm prepared for that.
Hold on, we got Big Mike on here. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, the doctor?
Yeah, I wanted to say something, you know, with the stepfather thing. I ain't like my stepfather is because, for one, he almost put his hands on my mama and he pulled a .45 pistol to my head. In Gary, when I was young. And I called the Gary police, and they was trying to press criminal charges against him. And, you know, my mother was like, no, don't take him to jail. Don't take him to jail. Because, you know, my mother, she was trying to put me out. And, you know, Gary police looked at her and was like, no, don't get involved. Don't get involved. And, you know, my mother was like, you know, if he goes to jail, I'm putting you out. I was like, let him walk. So, you know, Gary police leave. You know, me and my mama, we get into a big old fight. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and I told my mom, I'm like, if my stepfather would have shot me, that's attempted murder.
But
you know what I mean?
In actuality, let me ask you a question, dog. In actuality, do you really think he would have shot you?
Yeah.
There you go.
So, I mean, on the real, so I seen that 45 pistol to my head, and I told my mama, if he would have pulled that trigger, he would have got charged with attempted murder, and you would have been going right along with him for not reporting it.
He might got charged with murder, because 45, he might have been alive from one of them.
And then he tried it again, another time in Glen Park. The police had to come out.
Mike,
and
can
me
I
and
ask
my mom. What up?
Well, I mean, what was you doing to this man pull a 45 out on your ass?
Well, the thing is that, you know what I'm saying, him and my mama got into an argument over something, and I didn't know what it was. And he trying to swing at my mom, and I stepped to him and told him, you know, don't put your hands on my mother like that, you know what I'm saying? So he goes to the drawer and pulls the pistol out on me. And,
right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
so
you
was protecting your mom.
Yeah.
He was protecting his mama.
Exactly. Okay. And you know, he was high on drugs, you know what I'm saying, on cocaine, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, you know, I told my mama two times, if you didn't report that, if he would have pulled that trigger, like you said, he would have got charged.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they would have been like, he killed himself.
You know, but, you know, on the other end, you know what I'm saying, you know, I told my mom, you know what I'm saying, you got to be careful of the company who you get involved with out here. You know what I mean? And I told her that two times. But that second time when the Gary police came out there into my mama's house, she told him, you got to go.
I mean, then
another time, you know, me and my mother, we got into an argument because she felt like, you know, it wasn't no jobs in the G. And, you know, I explained to her, what's in Gary is looking a hot mess right now. She couldn't say nothing. She couldn't say nothing. But it's some things, you know, that I agree with my mother. It was some things that I couldn't agree with her on. You know what I mean? And one of them, you know, she was just like, I don't understand why Gary's looking a hot mess. I don't know. You know, she was just like, there ain't no jobs here, woo this. I just got tired of it. When I got 25, I just packed my bags and left.
Damn, you got
your
to say 25?
Your mama let you stay with her till you was 25?
Yeah.
I didn't make it that long.
Damn.
Shucks,
God. 17, shit, God, 25.
I mean, when I was in college, you know what I'm saying, I got kicked out two years in a row. Yeah, I got some trouble.
My mama told me my junior year, you got 2 weeks to after you, when you graduate, you got 2 weeks. You better have somewhere to go. I'm like, well, damn, Mom, 2 weeks? She told me my junior year. You got 2 weeks when you graduate. You got to have somewhere to go because you're not staying with me. I don't take care of grown motherfuckers.
You know, and
God damn.
I mean, you know, I had my little arguments with my mother, whatever, but she was just upset every time. Why there's no jobs here in Gary? I'm like, there's nothing here for us young men to do.
Yeah, but why would
so
she take that out on you?
She, wait a minute, hold on. So she was mad because you wasn't working and you was living with her.
There wasn't no jobs. I couldn't do nothing because the only job I had, I was working part-time for the city of Gary. And, you know, she just felt like, I don't understand why you can't find no job in Gary. I'm like, for one, where's the jobs at? Nowhere. And two, I got kicked out of school.
So, you know, okay, now, Mike, let me get this right, Mike. You wasn't working and you got kicked out of school?
Yeah, I was working, but it was part-time.
And you were like 25.
Yeah,
you get your ass out.
Yeah, I got in some trouble, you know, being hard.
I'm 25 years old. You hollering, Ma!
You know, too.
Well, hell no. How old were you when your stepdad and you and your stepdad had these altercations?
Man, well, I was like 22,
23. Oh, hell, you the reason he pulling back at this grown-ass motherfucker out of my house? You the reason I'm fighting, babe.
I mean, it was like, I didn't know what was the situation with him and my mother, but.
It probably was you, man. And first of all, to be honest with you, dog. To be very honest with you, when they had the argument, you shouldn't even been there anyway.
Hey,
should have been already gone. So he hot.
Man.
This motherfucker, he probably coming in from work every day, looking at your ass laying on the motherfucking couch, watching Jerome Hospital.
You ain't working,
like
you ain't going to school. I'm sorry, Mike. You was the problem.
Yay.
You know what? 99% of the arguments between parents be the kids. It's
okay. He's 22. He ain't working. He ain't going to school. What you gonna say?
I got a problem. Me and your mama gonna be arguing all the goddamn time. Time for this motherfucker to go. Baby,
hell yeah!
He ain't even trying. When the last time you filled out an application?
I ain't had no choice. It wasn't nothing in the day. If I leave or get locked up.
See, Mike, you had
you
thinking this was teenage years. You was a grown ass man. You weren't supposed to be that way.
So and I almost got sent to Lake County a couple of times.
And you almost got sent to Powell Coleman a couple of times. You almost was at Guy Mountain a couple of times. All right, okay, hold on, y'all. Now, Janine, you're a female.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, they got mad and hung up. Then fuck y'all.
25.
I'm sorry. Man, you know how mad I've been. This motherfucker. Mom, cut me a piece of meatloaf.
25, dog. I can't do it, man. You got to at least be doing something. You got to be doing something. I'm already pissed off you in the house in the first goddamn place. But if you're getting your ass up going to work every day, okay, I can roll with that for a little while. But you ain't doing shit.
And I came home and you
there.
Wait a minute. And you came home and ate the big piece of chicken? Oh, hell no.
Right, you got kicked out of school. You ain't going to school.
We got my boy back. Mike,
hello. He's sitting on the couch like Al Bundy, man.
I mean, but now that my mother had cancer, so I had to, you know, take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. We got Delightful on the line. Delightful, what's happening?
Hey. Hello.
Right.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, but now let me get, hold on, Delightful. Let me get back to Mike. All right, Mike. You say your mom had cancer, right?
Yeah, I had to take care of my mom.
That's what dude's job is. Dude's job is to take care of her.
Well,
he already said he was on that shit.
Well, he was on drugs.
But that's all your mom accepted, right? Then your mom accepted.
He didn't find that.
What'd you say?
I said your mom's accepted him, right? Your mom knew he was on drugs. She still stayed with him. So she was fine with it.
Well, that second time Gary Police came out to the house, she told him, you can't come back.
That's because you were still there.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Now, I ain't going to guarantee it, but I'm 99% sure if your grown-ass wasn't in the house, they would have been arguing that day.
I don't know.
I guarantee you this.
I guarantee you the one thing he didn't pawn. He ain't pawned that 45. He knew he was going to have to bust your ass. This ain't like no grown man whooping a kid. Mike, you go about, you what, 6'1", 6'2"?
Sure, man. But I mean, but when I was in Glen Park.
Hold on, Mike. You go about what, 6'1"? You about 6'1", 6'2", right?
6'4".
6'4", okay. You 6'4". Now, I used to work with you, so I know you range anywhere between, what, 260 to 270, somewhere like that?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure you ain't never been no little dude.
Mm-mm.
I'd have shot him in his ass too.
I mean when I was young, you know what I'm saying, you know, I thought the streets was my friend, and it wasn't, you know what I'm saying. And when I left and came here, you know what I'm saying, you know, my mama was like, you know, stay in Indianapolis, cause ain't nothing in the G, you know what I'm saying.
Is your mama still in gear?
Yeah.
Is she still with dude?
Nope. I mean, because that's when the police came out that second time, you know, my mama told him, you come back over, somebody's going to jail.
Well, I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you, dog. But you was the root of all those fucking arguments.
Damn right he was.
You might not want to believe it, but you was the root cause of most of those arguments, bro. Trust me.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Put yourself in that situation. Put yourself in the situation of your mom's boyfriend. You with a girl. She got grown ass kids. You go to work. You come back. You see the motherfuckers laying on the couch watching motherfucking TV.
But the thing is that, you know,
you ain't got a problem with that?
It ain't that, but my mother been through abusive relationships.
No, we ain't talking about your mom.
When I was young.
We talking about you. Would you have a problem with that?
I mean, of course.
So you think he didn't have a problem?
Well, no.
Hold on, man. Hold on. We got ladies on the line. Delightful. Let me ask you. You got a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's fast forward. Your son, he's in his 20s now. Your guy coming through saying, "Hey,
know, you finally got kicked out of school.
He ain't working. I mean, what do you say to your son?
Honestly, I don't know. I really don't. I ain't been in that situation yet, so I really can't say what I would and what I wouldn't do, but sitting on your ass ain't an option.
Well, let me flip the question. Let me flip the question right quick, dog. Are you going to argue with your guy? About your
about
son?
About him being right, that my son needs to do more?
No, so he's saying your son need to go. He needs to be out there on his own.
This is my husband? This is my mate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or this just a boyfriend?
He the motherfucker you fucking with at that time. Y'all shacking up. Y'all living together. You, him, and the kids. Are you giving him grief because your son don't want to do nothing?
I mean, I can't really argue if he's right about the situation. However, at the end of the day, that's my son. So I'm sure at some point I'm going to try to protect my child. I mean, I'll be lying if I said I wouldn't.
Yeah. And your son going to be sitting there with a 45 in his motherfucking head.
I mean, but y'all got to understand is that Glenn Park was out of control when I got kicked out of school. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck they got to do with the Burger King in China?
I mean, hold on. I mean, you got to realize I was hanging with the dudes that was hanging on the corners, not, you know what I'm saying, not doing nothing. And they were selling weed, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, you know what I mean? But what could I do? Nothing.
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on.
I never thought I would say this on the air in Tama. I just got to say it. I'm sorry.
Motherfucker, we was going around motherfucker down selling crack. What the fuck are you talking about? We was wrong, motherfucking felons, crack dealers, and murderers. Motherfucking.
That ain't got nothing to do with your ass sitting in the goddamn house doing nothing.
I'm doing shit, want no job.
If it wasn't no job, you should have been out there selling weed with your boys.
Sure, ain't my fault.
You
got
to get a hustle going.
My daddy wasn't there. My daddy wasn't ever there. So, what's the point?
What are you gonna get your ass up out of here?
Let me ask you this, man. All bullshit aside, all jokes aside, let me ask you: what did you do for money?
I had a little part time job.
So you didn't pay no bills? Did you pay any bills?
The only bill I could pay was my cell phone bill because I wasn't already making no money. I mean, well, hold on. Really, the city of Gary wasn't paying no money back then when I was like 22.
Mike, I worked for the city of Gary. I worked for the city of Gary.
I did too. I did too, bro.
Hold on, Mike. I worked for the city of Gary from 92 to what, 2010? Come on, Mike. Come on now.
Hey, they ain't pay me no money, bro. I know. I used to work for the Genesis Convention Center. And they wasn't paying no money.
Mike.
I'm just saying, 2000
if you said,
was a good year.
Mike, if you sit and walk in this motherfucker,
hey,
come on, man. I'm trying to be on your side here, Mike, but I'm sorry,
I understand,
man.
But like I said, it was a struggle.
I'm putting your ass out.
Motherfucker, you ain't. You got to get the fuck out.
You getting the fuck up out of my house.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. I tell people, man.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm just curious because right now you sound like you're contradicting yourself because if I remember from past conversations. Oh no! If you give me a second, I can explain.
Last time I checked,
your mama didn't allow you to hang around these type of people. She didn't allow you to do this and she didn't allow you to do that and keep the company that you did and this and this and that and that. Now you're saying that you was in trouble and all this stuff and you couldn't find a job and that. This story ain't adding up.
Hold on, Sue. I ain't had no choice. Even then I would have got locked up.
Okay, deal. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the area I stayed in, it wasn't no clean area.
Mike.
So
do you know how much I made for the city of Gary when I was working in when I was like in my mid 20s? Don't know how much. $9 an hour, part time.
Okay, I made
$9 an hour
until he has
three kids.
Hold on one second. You stayed in a rough neighborhood. Mike, it didn't get too much rougher than that whole project.
We were
born and raised out there. We didn't need that motherfucker till we was like teenagers. So, Mike, we didn't stay in the rough of the rough.
Hey, bro, I'm doing better now. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing much better now.
I should hope so. But, Mike, I got to tell you from honest opinion, Mike, you started that shit, man. I ain't started none.
Because I feel like this here, bro. I feel like this here, man. You know, I ain't had no choice. It was going to be my mama. Or me.
I don't understand that. And the thing is, you know what they told me?
You did the right thing, Mike, by protecting your mama.
Well, of course, but like, you should have been there in the first damn place. Your mama should have had to call you on the phone, not in the house.
Right.
Like I said, I've been here since 2006. I'm doing much better. A whole lot better.
Mike, I'm glad
you are. You was at home like 365, like you didn't have like a girlfriend that you wouldn't stay with for like 2 or 3 days and then came back home and checked in, you know, like your clothes and there, but
I'm gonna put you like this here. I thought the streets was my friend. It wasn't. I learned the hard way. Nope.
So wait a minute, Mike, hold on, man. You be
running away from the forces like a motherfucker. Hold on,
because she brought up a good point. Because I'm gonna tell you like this: we've all had situations where motherfucker situation and arrived at. Hey, I got to put my clothes here for a couple of days, you know, to figure out what I'm gonna do. Okay, I've done it before. I know time has done it before, but for the most part, my mama didn't even see me. I wasn't there. I mean, my clothes might have been there. If I did come there, you know, change clothes, and I'm back out the door. Now,
I mean, like, there was no place you went. Like, okay, you didn't go over your girl house for 2-3 days and chill over there? Because, like,
nope.
So you just, man, I'm sorry.
Mike,
I told you, I'm going to be in my house.
Like I said, when I was young, I thought the streets were my friend, and it wasn't.
But that's still too much. You ain't gonna be putting no.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I learned the hard way. As soon as I came here,
yeah,
I started. but when I first moved down here, you know what I mean? I started. You know what I'm saying? Talking to the youth because it ain't worth it out here no more. It really ain't.
But, okay, wait.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm sorry. Let me ask you one question. You said that you thought the streets was your friend, but I'm correct in the fact that you weren't, hold on, though. You weren't selling no drugs. You weren't doing nothing. You was just hanging out in the street. So how can you tell, like, I'm confused.
Yeah, that's
why. Okay, now you know what? That's a good question. I'm gonna break it down for you, Mike. Actually, I'm gonna break her question down for you. You saying the streets wasn't good for you? What were you doing in the streets?
Well, let's say got kicked out of school, chasing out the women that I thought was gonna be there for me. They wasn't.
What's that got to do with the streets, though?
Hey, shoot! I was messing up in school. You know what I'm saying? I was messing up. I almost got into fights and stuff. Mm-mm.
But that's not the
Mike,
street,
Mike,
bro.
Mike,
that's
Mike.
School.
Hold on, dog. Let me. Can I just ask you, Mike? Is we talking about high school or college?
Nah, I was in college.
You motherfucker! Wait a minute. Hold on. Tommy, where you go?
I'm right here, bro.
This motherfucker ain't talking about no high school banging. He talking about he in college.
Nah, I said when I was in college.
I still don't understand what that got to do with the streets.
Hey.
College and the streets is two totally different subjects.
Hey. I'm doing a whole lot better now.
In college.
I'm doing a whole lot better.
I understand that, man. But when you say you're doing bad and you say the streets is unkind, okay, when you say something like that to me, I'm thinking murder, jacking.
What's in the hood? Nothing.
Robbing, selling dope. That's the streets to me. That's what the streets mean
you
when you say
I mean?
Streets. That's what that's what come to my mind. Now,
right.
I think my streets and your streets is two totally different streets.
I think he means that he's just out there in the world and couldn't figure it out.
I mean, my father wasn't never there, you know what I'm saying? So what I supposed to do?
Well, my father wasn't never there.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's not that.
In reverse.
It's not that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm an uncle of three boys and a niece. You know what I'm saying? So I try to encourage them, you know what I'm saying? You know, do something with themselves, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But my oldest nephew has 4 felonies.
I don't know.
And you know, he thought, you know, he didn't want to listen to me. He didn't want to go to school. He was out there, you know, gangbanging and stuff in DHB. No 4 felonies were on his file. He can't do nothing. I mean nothing.
Mike, they got a place for him. They got a place for him. Let him keep fucking up. They got a place for him.
Yeah.
And that's
what I told
him.
Right.
Shit.
You know, now he that,
right.
Now, but see, now he that, he stopped calling me, he stopped writing me on Facebook, too.
Because y'all wasn't running the same streets. He was in the streets. If he got felonies, that motherfucker was in the streets.
Hey.
Man, he from the same streets that I was just talking about. Not the college
right.
street. This motherfucker was from the project street.
So y'all missed the big part. So you was in college fucking them good, Mike. I heard.
I mean,
you fuck so much.
When I got older, you know what I'm saying? You know, when I first came here, you know, I changed a whole lot, you know what I mean? So.
Well, what college was you going to? The Career Center?
No, Iowa State. Division I. Indiana State.
Oh, shit.
You know, I wasn't going to class either. I wasn't going to class either. I was skipping class all the time.
Oh, damn.
No.
So you went to Iowa State. That's Terre Haute, right?
Yeah, I wasn't going to class or nothing.
But why weren't you going to class? Like, I mean, what made you just fuck up? You wasn't doing nothing. I'm not understanding.
I mean,
you were not doing nothing. You wasn't selling drugs. You wasn't fighting. You weren't in a gang.
Like,
why weren't you in class?
Hey, not listening to my peoples.
Well, that can't happen. And guess what?
I got kicked out 2 years in a row.
You keep saying that like
right. You sound like you proud of that shit.
No. I'm just telling her. No, I'm just trying to explain to her. You know what I'm saying?
So
yeah. I ain't get kicked out for no semester soon. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I had the phones running there. That was fucking dope.
That's my next question. Who and how was school being paid for?
Financial aid.
And you got it. Okay.
Hey, don't knock financial aid.
I'm just talking about it, but this motherfucker,
I'm trying to figure what these mean streets would take. What mean streets to get that ass under?
I mean, so were the streets mean to you because the people that you hung around that I guess were in the street, they wouldn't take you under your wing, that their wing?
The dudes from Glen Park, you know what I'm saying, you know, they was out there partying and stuff, you know, they was trying to get me to go, and I told them, nah, I'm cool because I got in some trouble in school, you know what I'm saying? But to be real with you, some of the dudes in Glen Park was out there. They told me, you know, I had to change. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of the guys I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, they told me, hey, these streets ain't for you. You know, they told me, try to get out of Gary. You know what I'm saying?
But you weren't in, man.
Doesn't matter.
You're right.
I mean, because one of my neighbors, one day when I was in Glen Park, one of my neighbors walked up to me and said, hey, these streets ain't for you. Get out your mama's house. So when he told that to me, I came to Indianapolis.
Yeah, even the
that's what your little boyfriend was trying to tell you. That's what
you put the daddy over here.
Get your ass out the
way. The fucking neighbor got
monoxone.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't. I'm tired of this shit, my goddamn self. Yeah. Boy, get your ass out the
oh, y'all petty. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's fucked up. Yeah,
that
with
that
name on
every
no.
day. Let's tell his ass to get out, girl. He need to go, guys.
Hey, man, he didn't knock on the mama door. Carol. Yeah, excuse me, Carol.
Hey, boy. Get the fuck
around.
Oh, I mean, I learned, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, Mike, we are,
give it up, Mike. Give it up, Mike. Let it go. I'm not trying to run them same streets that you ran.
I mean, you know.
Goddamn, Mike say, they would say, hey, man, was you selling dope for him or something? Because he sounded like he was like, give me my drugs back.
How you going to sell drugs? You don't never leave the fucking house.
I mean, the dudes I meet in Glen Park, they always stay in tune with DHB. They always stay in tune with them.
Well, I don't even know what the fuck a DHB is, but I know at 25
down
years,
here, boy.
Damn hell.
Down
I
here,
that,
boy.
I bet you
that is fucked
about
up.
Your ass today.
Hey, that motherfucker sitting right there drinking a bottle of wine. I should have shot his ass. I swear to God, I should have shot his ass. Black self of a bitch. And I shot him right in his motherfucker. I was going to shoot him. Hey, Willie, you know I was going to shoot him in his ass. I was going to shoot the boy. Just so goddamn retarded that they made no sense to shoot his damn dumb ass. Mike, you are a motherfucker, boy. I tell you, boy. Mike, I'm not gonna lie. I was in a horrible mood when this show started. Oh my god, I was in a horrible fucking mood, boy. Mike, you is nothing else.
Wait
a minute, y'all. Did y'all he said this shit was self conviction? Like, I know y'all don't think I'm wrong.
That's them streets, man.
Shit, I'm scared of the streets, Mike. I'm doing a U-turn. I'm not going down that street.
Oh shit! Who's whispering?
Fuck that, Mike. Say that's a bad street.
I don't know how we survived them petty ass streets of Ivanhoe.
Right, man. Bunch of hoes out there, man. Shit. Live on Mike's block. It's real over there.
Hell yeah. The real OGs. Say that neighbor came. Get your ass out of here. You gotta son, you gotta go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Fucking neighbor in your shit.
Oh,
look, man, I've been living on this street for 20 years. I always mind my business, but you got to get the fuck out your mama house.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? That's my ring, boy.
Yeah.
DHB, so. Baby. DHB.
Oh, my God.
I'm here, boys.
So, Mike, I take it you say you never sold drugs, right?
Nope.
So you never shot nobody, never stabbed
nope.
nobody, never
nope.
jumped
but,
nobody.
But I seen what? People get shot. But I seen people get shot in my mama's neighborhood.
Oh my goodness. That was us. That was us, the real people. That was
I can't stand it.
He
said it was
hey.
Us.
I seen most shit jump out of that picture. I seen most shit jump up looking out that picture glass window to kill you, motherfucker.
Shit.
Oh.
All right, y'all. Before we get up out of here, Mike, what's when you say the street, what's the roughest thing you did in the streets?
Well, I almost got charged for possessing of a stolen firearm.
So, how did you almost get charged?
One of my cousins put a stolen firearm in my vehicle, We get stopped by Lake County about seven cars deep. And they asked me one day. And they asked me one day. And they asked me. And hold on. And they asked me, you know what I'm saying, was like, Mike, if you got any firearms in your car, we need to know. If not, you getting charged for it. So, and I told him, yes. It was, and I told him, yes. On, but it wasn't mine. It was my cousin's.
So you your cousin.
But hold on. But they turned around, looked at him, was like, why would you do that to your own peoples? And they was trying to book him for it. But they let us go. It was a shotgun.
Janine, would you please stop?
It was a shotgun. Yeah, they was trying to take me to Crown Point.
I'm
going to get his ass out of auntie's house one way or another.
Put this fucking shotgun out there.
Oh.
Boy, Mike, was you going to tell on him or was you going to take charge?
You already said
hell no. I ain't trying to go to Crown Point.
Did you hear him, man? He sat there and said he told the police that it was his cousin.
Hell no.
It's
definitely
one call.
Hell no. Lake County. Ooh, no. Never again.
Oh, goodness.
Boy, I know his. Hey, I bet his cousin's like, this motherfucker.
Because how they just roll up deep like that and ask
seven.
Good.
Seven deep.
Seven?
Yeah.
And ask you for
when
a good.
Was,
set up.
I mean, New Wallace. What do you want to talk about?
Oh,
you
know what that was? That was Mike Mama called his cousin. That shit in the car, cause he gotta go. I can't put him out, but I need him gone. I'm gonna call the police.
Hey. Y'all gotta get here the fuck out my house. I'm sorry. Y'all gotta get here the fuck out my.
Mr. Austin, I want to report a crime. Yeah, there's a red Buick.
He's pulling off. He's pulling off now. Hurry up.
I think he has a. I seen him put a gun in his car.
Yeah.
Hey, you know his mama. She's sitting at the phone waiting on cousin Charlie to call. They take him.
It's done.
Auntie, they let us go. Fuck.
Oh,
shit.
How the fuck they let y'all go?
Well, it was a shotgun. It was a
shotgun.
It was a shotgun. That was the problem. A handgun. Gotta have a license for
it. It was a joke, Mike.
Nah.
Hey,
the only one that didn't get the
joke. Hey, I can hear it now. I told y'all to take the crack with y'all. Right, man,
like,
on his way back.
Sold. I can't put my baby on, but I need him at the house.
Then he come walking through the door sweating. Mama, you won't believe what almost happened to me. Boy, just go in your fucking room. What? Shit.
Yeah, she can call the motherfucker phone is on his ass. They are leaving right now. I think they just shut up the neighbor's house.
Oh, goodness.
They're in a red Buick. Hurry up.
Oh,
like, oh, all
my
y'all.
God.
I never call this goddamn show again.
Charge this bastard with something.
Oh, man.
Hey, stepdaddy down the street at the liquor store. I told you I should let me shoot his little ass. I don't know y'all should let me shoot him.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, man, this show started out fucked up.
Yeah, it did.
this motherfucker turned out pretty goddamn good. Oh, man.
That goddamn
we might have to, we might have to excerpt this one, man. I'm going to have to excerpt this one.
Oh my God, he told on everybody. Now it's him. It's a bitch.
Is Mike still on here, man?
Yeah.
Good, man, good. Brighten up my day, bro.
Ooh, shit. I got tears in my eyes, Lord Jesus.
You can always come in this show and tell a story. You are always welcome to tell a story on this motherfucker. This is your story.
I can just picture it. Hey, Cedric, you gonna tell them about the gun you got right there? What? What the fuck?
Oh, goodness. I saw everything going down on the street through my window.
Hell yeah.
Did they beat your ass on the way home for telling?
No. Right. No. Nope. Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope.
Did they take your gun?
Mike, I appreciate you tonight. I ain't lying.
With the shotgun?
Shit.
They took the gun, right?
Nah, it was a shotgun. But see, Lake County told me, they was like, Mike, in the state of Indiana, handgun, you need a license for it.
Oh, my goodness.
But did you say the gun was stolen?
Yeah.
Well, how the hell did y'all keep the gun if it was stolen?
Well, my cousin stole it. Hey, I was just being honest. It wasn't mine.
Oh,
all right, man. Let's end this, man.
You gonna tell us about the stolen shotgun you got in the back seat, you motherfucker?
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, this was, man.
Did you even go outside? You see what's going on in these streets?
Grand Park was working.
Get out there for you in the street.
Grand Park was out of control.
He did not leave that house.
You,
that's a good one.
Well, it's bad when your mama push you out the door. Hey, my mama, they shit, I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck out of
I can't stand y'all.
Hey. Michael's going to the in-house game bangers, has his hat banged to the right and shit, but he never got no problem.
He was a baby boy, Jody.
Yeah. I don't fucking look out that window, boy. You see everybody got their hat to the right? Fuck it.
Mama, you want me to get shot, don't you?
Mike got bandanas and motherfucking got his hat broke, 6.5 around his neck. Nigga, where you going outside? I ain't going out there.
Oh, man. You see,
oh, my. Mike walking through the house, see walking. They stop dancing, you motherfucker!
Oh my goodness!
You educating them youth to stay in the house. Don't go out there.
Man, I was out there. I've seen most shit out that picture glass better than anybody ever want to see in their life.
Oh, shit.
You know how much shit I saw sitting on that porch? Motherfuckers wasn't nothing nice.
But Glen Park, it was rough.
Glen Park was rough, y'all.
Gear was
six
rough.
Six motherfuckers got shot. Right, what happened to the guys that did the shoot? They in jail because I told on every last one of them. I got they got
them. Oh,
don't do no crime because it's going to be a motherfucker just like me. Don't tell on your ass. Fuck is gonna be a motherfucker like me that's gonna pop your ass. It's gonna be a motherfucker just like me. Just like me. Look at me when I'm talking to you. It's gonna be a motherfucker just like me that's gonna write your goddamn license plate number down. Tell what color shirt you had on around it and take that stand. Think I'm bullshit, don't you?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, man. Damn.
That should be a script.
That should be one of y'all short stories. Y'all should make a story out of that.
Man,
that
quit playing.
Weird.
Quit playing with me. Quit playing with me.
Oh, goodness. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That was a good laugh. Hold on.
Yes, it was. All right, man, let's finish before they cut us off.
All right, y'all. We got to get the hell out of here, y'all. Shout out to my man, Big Mike, for the night. Well, Mike, hey, God sent you to us tonight for a reason, man. This been a rough week for everybody, man. You actually, hey, I got tears of joy coming out my eyes today, man. Without you, dog, the show probably wouldn't have went off the way it did.
Oh, shit.
All right, wait a minute. We're going to do it like this. Janine, you got any last words?
Oh, yes. It was good talking with you guys. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mike, you are no gangster. I did put the party out there for everybody. If you guys want to attend, let me know. It's on the Sin City Radio Show site, the dates and time. Message me for the address if you would like to go.
That's what's up. The life, you got any last words for us?
Man, look here. I needed it. I appreciate you. I love y'all. I needed that one.
That's what's up. My man, Big Mike, what you got to tell the people before we get out of here?
Not much.
I can't tell.
tell them to stay out in the street, Mike. Tell the youth. Give the youth some advice right now.
Huh?
They listening. Get a youth some advice right now.
I wouldn't do that.
But you did.
Only on the CFC. Motherfucker get away with this kind of shit.
He said he about to shoot and stab him.
I ain't going out there.
That was us.
No, hey, don't say that too loud now. Yeah, hello? Yeah. Crime Stoppers, I think I know about a murder that you think y'all missed.
Oh, shit.
I ain't doing motherfuckers. Mike, I ain't did a motherfucking thing, man. I ain't did shit.
should be loaded right now. Ain't them like a $100,000 to $10,000 rewards?
Okay. Yeah. It's about to be a whole bunch of new solved cases.
Yeah. Hey, dog. You know how they have you standing up for the lineup, Mike walking that motherfucker eating Red Lobster. Mm-hmm. Looking like a good day to play today.
Tell him to say, hey, motherfucker.
They take the informant out to eat. Mike coming there, Red Lobster. You know I'm telling, though, you right? You know I'm telling.
Oh, my God.
All right, man. We got to get up out of here, man. You know they're going to cut us off.
All right.
Hey,
I just
want to
see one.
Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Love and head grease. God bless. Good night. CincyRadioShow.com.
If that girl had a body on it, oh, Lord.
Y'all is silly. All right, y'all. We out of here. Good next week. Peace.